And away we go. Maybe.
Groovemomsgrooves.com is better than pie.
My head is a box filled with nothing, and that's the way I like it.
It'd be nice if it was, wouldn't it? Sometimes.
My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it.
I like that music. It cheers me up.
It does?
Yes. It's been a long day, and that
music
cheers me up.
Yeah, we could use some cheering.
Well, if you've ever considered starting a private school, take some advice from some people who have some experience in this. Don't.
That's
no,
not true.
Kidding. I'm kidding. It's a roller coaster ride.
Ooh. It'll be a blessing.
And right now, I don't know if I'm on top of the hill or bottom.
Nope.
But it's not fun anymore.
I'm feeling queasy. I'm a little sick.
It's time to get off. No, the Lord's in control, and He will work it out to His deal.
End.
Yes. So first we're going to buy the school. Then we're not going to buy the school. Then we're going to start our own school. Now we need a teacher. No, now we have a teacher. No, we don't have a teacher. Now we got a place to stay. No, now we don't have a place to stay. Let's call a meeting and have everybody talk about it. Three people show up.
That's not true. There were more there.
The last time.
You're exaggerating.
The last time nobody showed up. The last time there were three parents there.
What?
Last time. There was her name. Yeah. All the mains, like Margaret and
Oh, Ron that's and, right. That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. There was only three groups there last yes. time. This time it was a good turnout. Tonight we had another meeting. It was a good turnout. And everybody's very, here's the thing, though, about starting your own business. This is what I was talking with Jay about. Jay started a lot of businesses in town. He owns several businesses in this town. Jay was kind of trying to feel my pain a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, Jay, but you've never started a business with this much support. You've never started this much, a business with so many people begging you to do it.
Yep.
And that is what is super nice about this. And it's such a blessing to have so many people behind us and supporting us and wanting us to do it, and just so that's super nice.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with us. It's about their kids, but at least but at least there's some trust there.
Right. Exactly. Which is good.
And I said, look, I just want this to exist. I don't even care if I have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But if I have to be on the phone all the time, I will.
And really, I've come to this point where my motivation for selfishly wanting to do this. Mm-hmm. Because there's no more money, really.
No, there's no money
in it at all.
Just fact, a lot of my time.
A lot of debt and a lot of worry. But no, but seriously, I would like the experience of starting my own business. Mm-hmm. I just want to have that under my belt and know how the process works and how to do it and how to get tax codes and who to pay taxes and all that and deal with the city. And because I do eventually want to own my own business. I just don't.
No, where that
it's not going to be. It's not going to be a private school. It's going to be something profitable. There's no money in private school.
No, not so much. At least not yet. No money there.
So
Helen offered to have it at our house today.
Yes, way to go, Helen.
Yeah, Mama, we could have it here.
And you could.
Where?
You could.
If I cleared out my living room, we could. We'd have plenty of space.
No problem. And then I'd charge rent to the school. And it would
be great.
It would work out.
Be great. Yeah, they could all come to my house every day. That'd be great.
That would be so fantastic.
Yeah, they'd ruin my carpet, and they'd ruin my bathroom.
But they'd be paying
kitchen,
us, though.
And they'd ruin my yard. It'd be great.
You need to look on the positive side of things. Oh, man. What was that?
Was that a joke?
No.
Oh.
I just accidentally hit a button, and I was like, what was that noise?
So what
all
are we
right.
doing?
But that's not why we came here.
No.
We didn't come here to complain to these people, these
no.
nice people that
these
are listening
nice people
to us.
Are listening to us.
We did not come here to
but
complain.
But you can all pray.
Them.
Please pray.
We do. We need a place. We need general prayer, but specifically?
Specifically, we need a place.
What she said, we need a place.
And I have been praying,
We need a building and a place for kids to get outside and
right.
play. And so There you go.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your path straight.
And give you a place for your private school.
That's right.
That's in there. All right. So that's enough of that. All right. We came here to do groove sharking.
We did.
We did.
Cool.
We're going to do some
groove sharking. Well, let's groove shark then. Let's not talk about it. Let's just get to it.
We done.
Okay.
Christina Haverland
has sent
one in. Uh-huh. By the way, the next group of groove sharks we're going to do, I think tonight we'll wrap up sleepers and overplayed songs.
Okay.
That's the plan. Mm-hmm. And so the next group of songs are going to be songs that creep you out. Not necessarily creepy songs. Like the Monster Mash really doesn't count. But songs that creep
you out. That's not a creepy song.
Exactly. That's my point.
Oh.
Songs that creep you out, like My Own Personal Jesus. That song creeps me out. It's just wrong.
My Own Personal Jesus. Only without a southern accent.
Anything about Depeche Mode is just creepy. But anyway, that's me.
Depeche Mode.
I know some of you out there, Janavala, really like Depeche Mode. But I don't.
Are you going to play Christina's list?
Yes, it's up. It's ready to go. Okay. I'm excited. Now, she says 3 underplays and then 4 overkills. So the first 3 are the underplays.
I like how she called them. I like how that's fun to see how people name them.
Right. This one's called Here in This Moment.
So here I am, ready to have all of you. So here I am, waiting for you. Oh, nothing can change the way I feel when I'm with you. You give me a peace that surpasses all understanding. And no one can tell me there's a better place.
What list is this?
This is her underplay.
Okay.
And this is Becca Shea.
Uh-huh.
B-E-C-K-A-H.
Huh. Okay.
Good song. I like it.
Yeah. It's fun.
I like that. Okay. The next one on her underplayed list.
Not on this show.
This is Family Force 5 with quite possibly the greatest Christian rock song ever.
Doctor, I've got an emergency. It seems I'm
Yeah, it's so soothing. This song really just...
Doesn't it make you feel better? It's so relaxing.
I picture a lake with no ripples and just these butterflies flittering around the outside of the lake, landing on lily pads. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then a giant boot coming down the middle of the lake. Yeah. So refreshing.
It is. It's greatness.
Okay. Now, she said in her... The top 3 underplays and 4 overkills, but she only sent me 2 underplays and 5 overkills. So
one of these underkills is an overplay.
And on top of that, I think her overkills, she sort of missed the point. The point is songs that you would have liked, except they were played to death. I hope you wouldn't like these songs no matter who you are, no matter how many times you've heard them.
When I'm gone, oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. Laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell
tell my lips.
Everybody
tell
put their thumbs in their belt loops.
I won't be reaching out for you no more.
Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
Just think, if there was no achy, breaky heart, there would be no Miley Cyrus.
That's right. And there would be no controversy with her risque videos
and
now.
And the world would be a better place.
Oh my goodness. This was like clubbing in the 90s. Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Again, this doesn't have to be overplayed. You can hate it just from the first time you've heard it.
Yep. Remember we were at the Stockyards and they played this?
We danced to anything that night.
Well, yeah. Christy, my
we were wringing wet with sweat.
Yeah, Christy Bryan got the biggest kick out of this.
What was that called? The Cowboy Cadillac?
Yeah.
Is that what the band, the bar was called? The dance place was called?
We had something like called a Wild Ass Indian. That's right.
You can't say that on the show.
I can?
No.
I'm sorry.
And we didn't have it.
No.
That
did.
Was all Michelle.
Michelle had it. She shouldn't have.
She shouldn't have had all of it.
Or any of it, for that matter.
Here we go. Again, you can hate that one from the very first time.
Just, thank you. This reminds me of my mother.
Now, the last
two. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, this one was overplayed.
Yes.
This one was a good song that was overplayed to
death.
This
is a good song, yes.
So, I agree with her on this one. Good job, Christina. He was on top of his game, and he's still rocking, man. I have a lot of respect for the boss. So this song is pretty much just dedicated to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just dedicated to sports events now, right? I mean, that's the only time we'll play this, right?
Your big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you.
Okay.
We will rock you.
Rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. We will. Okay.
Now, this is from Patty Hollingsworth.
Okay.
She says, I'm partially obeying your rules.
Uh-oh.
So, everybody does.
It's nothing new.
I set the rules. You make up your own. That's the way this game is played. She says, I was able to find two songs on Grooveshark with the third song, but not the third song. So, I copied and pasted it from my hard drive. We will see if this works.
All right.
Ooh, this computer is not authorized to play this song.
Okay, then it didn't work.
Right, no. I have to have because you have DMR on that.
Okay.
So I can't play it. But it is called War Paint by the Pi Anthology.
Okay.
Now, what I can do to give you a sample of that is I will go to my iTunes.
Can you hear that? My earrings are jiggling.
Your jingles?
Can you hear?
Oh, I have to go to the iTunes store. Sorry, wait a second. Hold on a second. Hold on, everybody.
Hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Put a little war paint in it.
Songs that creep you out. Here's the perfect example. Every breath you take, every move you make.
What's the name of the group?
I'll be watching you.
What was the name of the group?
I don't know.
Did you don't remember?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
It's War Paint. War Paint.
War Paint.
By, she just said it right here. Third song is I posted on my hard drive. War Paint. Oh, no. She said, what?
What's this song?
It's War Paint and Your Steadfast Love. I have two sleepers, War Paint and Your Steadfast Love.
The
songs
never
I've included already the original versions,
His
but
mercies
they are
never
what I was able to find.
To an
end. All right,
are new
so
every morning, is it not that one?
I have
new
no idea.
Every morning,
but whatever great. You're doing is very annoying.
Thy faithfulness, so Lord.
Okay, so this is.
Are you going to play it?
In the year 2525, we've heard that.
25, 25.
And this is one of your sleepers? I guess it's not overplayed.
I guess not.
But it's definitely, I don't know if it's a
if
sleeper.
If woman can survive, they may
by Zagar and Evans, if you're wondering who sang this song.
In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year.
So anyway.
All right.
She says, when I was a young teenager, a friend and a former babysitter gave me several 45s. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite was War Paint. I'm not sure why. Maybe because it was funny. I don't remember the artist from the 45, but I found a version by the Brook Brothers on iTunes. Okay, so that's what that was. Let's see if I have that.
At least we got the backstory on it.
Right.
Right. Yes. That's good.
I don't see the Brooks Brothers version here.
Oh, okay. Did she have overplays?
She said it was on
that
here,
we can
but
listen
I don't
to?
See it. I have a Black Crowes version, but I'm not sure that's probably not
the
it.
Same song. Did she send that overplays? Or no?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
So we can't listen to those either.
No, she didn't send me.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. She said, "Wait. Let me finish your email." Good grief.
I'm so just trying not to have dead air.
I understand. I'm so confused. This is not good podcasting, people. All right. She says, in 1973, I think I got a cassette by Ted Sandquist named Higher Up and Further In and absolutely loved it. I played it until it got twisted and broken. I opened the case and untwisted it, and put it in a new case and then played it again until it died. I tried to find Ted's version, but was not able to find it. So I included Don Moven's version in the group Shark. So let's check that out. Whoops, that's the wrong one.
Now it's been 10,000 years.
Okay, here we go. Listen to a little bit of that. Okay, so she says that the 2525 was overplayed and creepy.
Oh.
Okay, so that's what that was.
Extends to the heaven.
Oh, I know this song.
Oh, there you go.
Your faithfulness, it reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like majestic.
Music of past years.
Of the sea, and you come to me.
She says, I don't remember if I actually ever liked the song. I probably did, but in the summer of 1965, when I was 14, I visited my sister in Burras, L.A.
Okay.
Not L.A., but I mean Louisiana. While I was there, Hurricane Camille came to town. Well, we had to evacuate 70 miles north to New Orleans. There was one two-lane highway going... Have we already done this?
No.
It sounds very familiar. Maybe I just read it. There was one two-lane highway going to New Orleans. Both lanes on both shoulders of traffic going north. Very, very slowly. With occasionally traffic coming south causing a bit of trouble. I don't remember how long the entire trip lasted, but I do remember that one 15-mile stretch took 2 hours, and we listened to the radio while we traveled. The genius DJ decided it would be a good idea to play the year 2525, literally every other song, all day for the evacuees. By the end of the day, I never wanted to hear that particular song again. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
That's a good story, though.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Your faithfulness, oh yes.
Thanks for sharing your story, Patty.
Oh, that's 80s praise music if I ever heard it.
It's like majestic mountain.
And there you have it. There it is. Okay. Let's see if we have one more here. Oh, these are creepy songs.
Okay. We can't do those yet.
We don't need those yet. Yes. Let's see. Obscure and overplays. Let's see. Here we go. These are from Jeff Music.
Okay.
Jeff Music. So they ought to be good since his name is Music.
Right.
Right.
Not Musak, but Music. So.
Yeah, Music.
Okay.
His name is Jeff Music.
Musak. So it wouldn't be bad.
No, it's not going to be bad because it's not Musak.
Okay. So are you going to play him?
Uh-huh. Okay. Playing him right now.
What are we playing?
The first one is called Wonder Why.
Which list is this?
I would assume this is Sleepers because I've never heard of it.
Okay. Good deduction.
The band is called PFR. What does PFR stand for?
People for Righteousness.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm happy with that. Works for me. Good, I like that.
Yeah.
Good rocking stuff. All right, let's go to The Lion's Den by Guardian.
I like it so far.
Guardian sounds like a good 80s Christian rock band.
It does.
From the album Buzz.
Once upon a time in churches of old, the Velcro engine yet to unfold. Flannel was king and Sunday school knew how to make those Bible heroes stick like glue. How to make them stick with you. Flannel grabbed lions mounted and mean, the prophet Daniel in between. Head toward heaven sturdy and true, a man of God who did not fear the gods of men.
All right, that's good. Huh. That's jamming there.
I like that. That's good.
All right, so this one's called Remember, I-O-U, by Big Dismissal. Big Dismissal. Let's see if we included any comments.
When I was a young child, you watched over me. You kept me safe inside your arms. Set me free, so I flew away like a bird, not knowing which way to go. The light you give me inside, it will always glow. And I want to remember all the times we shared.
Very Creed-ish.
Yes, very gritty. I like that. All right, and how many have I played? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me six. I played three of them. And then he's supposed to send me four, like, overplays, but yes. He only sent me two.
Oh.
Because yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, so he had a whole bunch of underplays that were all good.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, I mean, but he said he'd sent me four, but he only sent me two.
Okay. This is overplay?
No, this is good. God Good, Devil Bad by Swirlin' Eddies. I just like the name of it, so yeah. I thought I'd play it.
I met the man at the dance hall, the stranger.
Fun. Okay, let's get to his overplays. Ready?
Yes.
We all love this song, don't we? You can't play this song enough.
Pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, pop music.
my ears a little bit.
It hurts in your ears a little bit?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what I hear.
Radio, video. Movie with a suitcase. Living in a disco. Forget about the rat race.
I'm a robot.
Let's do the milkshake. Sounding like a hockey.
If you can get fee-fi-fo fum in your song, I mean...
I want to dedicate it.
Everybody do the robot.
Everybody made it. Infiltrate it. Activate it.
You feel like a dork? Do you feel like a dork? You look like a dork?
Yeah.
I actually liked this song, but I agree with him. It was overplayed. But I overplayed it myself. Because I've had the CD.
Some peaches. Moving to the country, gonna get myself some peaches.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Oh, eat a lot of peaches.
I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
See, Brad likes this song because he likes peaches.
The country, I do like peaches, and I like the country.
A lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Peaches come from a can. Put there by the man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking bulges in the shade.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Does Helen know this song yet?
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Because you've ruined her with this ridiculousness, you know.
What are you talking about? What ridiculousness?
These ridiculous songs.
You just don't like Weird Al Yankovic.
She's like, I love Weird Al. He's funny.
This isn't Weird Al. This is the President of the United States of America.
Okay.
Yes, this is the President of the United States of America, and they had another song called Lump, which is also very good.
Yes.
Which I like Weird Al's version better. It was called Gump.
Gump. It was funny. That was actually funny.
They're all funny.
See, the thing is, Weird Al's funny, but not in large doses. Just one at a time.
Oh, me and Helen can listen to Weird Al all the time. All
and it's
the
so
time.
Ridiculous.
And thus closes the book, for now, on...
Overplays
and sleepers. Now, if you sent me an overplay or sleeper, maybe you did it through Twitter or maybe you did it through email and I didn't play it, then please do not feel shy about letting me know. But be kind because I am forgetful, but I do do this for free. So let's not get too irate at me for forgetting you. I did not leave anybody's off on purpose. Do not think that you sent me your list and I simply didn't play it because I didn't like it or something like that.
He's not that organized, trust me.
No, I'm not that organized. And I will play it and tell you I don't like it.
Yeah,
so,
he has no issue with that at all.
No. So if I didn't play it, please let me know. And if you sent it to me on Twitter and I missed it or something, please let me know. Because, you know, like I said, then I'd have to take it from Twitter and transfer it over to my Gmail.
Mm-hmm. It's very convoluted.
That's probably not going to happen a lot of the time. Yeah. So.
You know what? See, Helen.
That's called an extra step, but I don't do that.
Helen said, Mama, how come Daddy doesn't like Family Matters? I don't understand why he doesn't like these shows.
With Urkel? She asked you why I didn't like Family Matters?
I didn't even know how to even explain.
Because it's got a character named Urkel.
Because he doesn't like nice, clean family shows. Is that good for you?
No, I do like good family shows. I like Little House on the Prairie. I liked, that's about it.
The Waltons.
No, it kind of beat me.
You didn't like the Waltons?
John Boy with the big mole thing. It kind of beat me down. I liked the Waltons, but
did
I hated
like
John
Seventh
Boy.
Seventh Heaven?
Here's the thing about the
did
Waltons.
Did you like Seventh Heaven?
I loved the Waltons. I hated John Boy.
Oh.
He was full of himself, and he was his namesy-pamsy
rider
in the middle of the... Yeah, but you were supposed to like him, and I didn't.
Oh, well, I didn't.
I was one of the kids that would have beat him up.
Yeah. You would not.
I
would have. You don't beat people up.
No, I really don't.
Huh, yeah. Family Ties, Family Matters. Family Ties is different. Family Matters. What's the other one with the little girls? The Olsen twins. The Olsen twins. What are they? Why doesn't he like that show?
Oh, because it's a beating. That's why.
But how do you explain that?
Just tell her it's a beating.
She loves Family
Matters.
Well,
because she likes the humor setup.
Yeah.
Because those shows were written for a 9-year-old mentality.
No, it's simple. Mm-hmm.
The jokes and the setups are so cheesy and so... see, this is cool. On Netflix, the first season of Magnum P.I. is out there. And I want to watch
it. We've already talked about this.
But I'm scared to watch it because I don't want to ruin Magnum.
Right.
Because I was a teenager when I watched Magnum the first time. And he was cool then.
Uh-huh.
I want him to stay cool in my head.
Yeah, Magnum is really cool.
After he left Hawaii, I don't know if you know this, but he became a dentist in New York.
He did.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he shaved his mustache off for a short time before he grew it back.
Yes, because he really
everybody
looks
laughed
better
at him.
With the mustache. He's
he
one
really
of the few
does.
People.
Uh-huh.
Him and Burt Reynolds.
It's his thing.
Yeah.
He has to have it. It's like very handsome man.
Most people look a little creepy with mustaches.
Very handsome Tom Selleck.
But him and Burt Reynolds can pull his mustache off.
Burt Reynolds not so much. He looks like a porn star. However, Tom Selleck, yes, very much so. I'd like to talk about a disturbing thing in fashion.
Disturbing thing
before we
in
go.
Fashion. Right before we
I got
go.
An email today.
We are leaving soon.
From Children's Place, and they said it's a fall preview. Right? Okay, it's July, and it's like 8,000 degrees outside, and they sent me an email for fall preview. Close. Okay. So,
news flash to you people out there in the fashion world. We're not thinking about fall. We're not thinking about putting on any more clothes. We
just
are focused
taking them
on
off.
Taking them off.
So, the email has, here's the disturbing thing.
Yes.
Plaid flannel shirts.
Plaid flannel shirts. Well, yeah, that's grunge. I actually like plaid flannel shirts.
I know. That's very disturbing. And it had, here was the
I'm
style.
I'm so glad they're coming back because I can pull those
screen
off.
Screen print t-shirts, which have been in for a while, and I have no issue with screen print t-shirts, but screen print t-shirts with now cute, girly plaid flannel t-shirts. I mean, these are for kids, right? For Helen's age.
Well, they're coming back to me.
So they were actually kind of cute.
They're coming my way.
And the screen tee with like rolled up shorts, you know, and
What's disturbing about this?
It's just disturbing.
It's
we're
not
going
disturbing.
Back to grunge. I hated grunge.
I loved grunge.
I hated grunge. It was a terrible time in fashion.
No,
women
no.
looked ridiculous. I wore Birkenstocks. It's a bad thing.
I'm not. That's true.
Birkenstocks, but wore them with socks.
I'm not necessarily calling for the return to grunge.
In college.
I'm not necessarily calling for a return to grunge, but what I am saying is grunge was necessary to cleanse ourselves from the ridiculousness of the 80s.
Are we in the ridiculousness of the aughts? Is that where we're at?
No.
Okay.
But
well, then why would we need to be cleansed? We need to be cleansed. We don't need flannel shirts. There's no cleansing that needs to be done.
Because we had to get the bad taste of OP out of our mouths, and so we needed
Well, OP's back. Did you see that?
Yeah, but not,
OP's
not
at Walmart.
The way it was. Not the way it was. Not with the bright pinks and the and there were $40 t-shirts.
Did you see that Wayfarers are back? Yeah. Very cool.
This makes me... You know what? I know what I can do to end this misery.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member
and
of My
always
Life
is
Ministries,
good at ending misery.
A community
Wait a minute,
of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit MyLifeMinistries.org.